So, yes, I'm starting the recording here. I think this is the first meeting of a new month, and we're talking today about education-based marketing. Now, I think I've talked before, I've certainly mentioned speaking and how that is a very powerful way to get in front of people and create your own networking opportunity. I mean, I call it a mega ask, right? Instead of one by one, you're getting in front of a bunch of people, and essentially, what by the end of your talk, you're going to do a mega ask. In other words, you're going to pitch something, whether it's a free, whether it's a conversation with you, or something that you're going to, or a consultation, or something you're going to sell under $500, because above that it doesn't make sense in these situations to try to sell from the stage. That's what you're doing. And it can be adapted, I believe, to any business, all right, any creative business, artistic business. And of course, the big thing is finding these opportunities. And what I also find is a good place to put your energy, is finding and booking these opportunities. It may seem counterintuitive, like, oh, I should have a talk all figured out first. However, that's actually not the case, because you will come up with it. And you could do all this work honing this lovely talk and then not have anywhere to present it for years and years. So, again, I like the idea of creating deadlines with teeth. All right. The first thing I did here, as you can see, is I wonder if I can open up this link, and why can't I? I don't know. Click something. I'm going to open up this hyperlink here to take a look at it. Can you guys see this, or do I have to change the view of the screen? I have to change the view of the screen. I opened up that link. Apply changes. Good. I opened up this link so that you can see here. A good way to find places not only to speak but, of course, to network is through finding out relevant trade associations, of which there is an abundance here within, and Dramatists Guild of America, I mean, within every occupation, Broadway leave, there are associations that are fraught with hidden treasure to be perused, okay? I mean, I just, things are striking me here just as I look at, Caddy, I think you're maybe working your way out of the bar business, but if you're into organizing bars, I mean, I'm looking at the National Alcohol Beverage Control Associations, and that's a way to get to bar owners, you know? I would recommend that you mine this resource, okay, for possible places. All right. Now, I don't need to do anything here. All I need to do is go back to our original document. Here it is, okay? The thing is, it's a shortcut to connections because you're positioning yourself as an expert right away, and like I say, you're creating a mega-ask situation. And guess what? It's how you grow your mailing list, all right? Most mailing lists, yes, they're permission-based, but when people sign up for an event, I mean, it's good practice to get their email addresses at the door. Someone who organizes these things will make the assumption that, okay, this person is registered. You're getting their email address, and you can add it to your mailing list. By attending this, this event, the person is, by extension, giving permission to you to add you to their mailing list. Sometimes in the invitations, whoever organizes it will have you know, by something that someone agrees to right there, by registering for the event, I am giving permission to these folks to share my information with the speakers or something like that, you know. Or you can just have out a clipboard, get people's email addresses, et cetera, all right? Now, if you're not sure what you'd like to talk about while you're looking for your talks, I mean, I think we're going to do a little work on this today, just coming up with talks in general by other people in your profession, right? So, Miriam, you could Google talk lectures by stage directors, right? And see what have other folks.
With the speaker, Rati.
Say what?
Something has happened with the speaker. I heard you say talks by something.
Oh, that's annoying. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. Well, what I said was Google talks by other whatever it is consider yourself directors. All right. TED is a good source for topics. And I have a little hyperlink there, ted.com/topics/theater. You can, in a talk, you can go deep, and you can go really narrow into a really narrow, you know how in theater we say how the specific is universal, you know, the more particular, the more universal. I think it's true also with speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Finding a narrow topic and going deep with it. Well, you can also have a broader topic and then cover a lot of material, give people a sense of getting a lot of content. That's, you can go either way. Other searches I suggest, keynote addresses by personal organizers or keynote addresses by professional organizers. All right. So, in terms of your search for, I'm going to continue here, in terms of your search for venues, the three things to keep in mind are, number one, who's your audience? In other words, who's paying you, right? Who are the people you want to get in front of who are actually have the power to hire you? So, maybe we could do a little brainstorming right now, out loud, as to where you who it is that you might get in front of to give a talk. So why don't we start, Katie? You want to just kick some ideas around?
Sorry, I'm leaving. I was.
Oh,
over,
that's all right. I mean, that's okay.
Marking some YouTube videos by other professional organizers.
She's getting right to it. I like it.
Oh yeah. I don't want to mess around.
Good. But I think we can do this now, or we can go through, and then there are actually some other exercises we're going to do. But start to let that bounce around in your head. Who's your audience? Who do you want to get up in front of? If you could have a room full of producers, or a room full of real estate brokers, or a room full of whoever it is who pays
right. You,
where can you find those people hanging out? Or where can you attract them to? Go ahead, Patty.
Two different forks in the road immediately. Real estate agents often do, I forget what they call them in the trade, but it's a group viewing of a new listing for everybody who's associated to that real estate company. So it's anywhere from 10 to 15 realtors will all come to see a place. Together, they usually do a little breakfast, and they, you know, the listing agent wants all of their coworkers to promote the sale. It's better if they make both ends of the commission within one company, right?
So how do you make that, and how would you turn that into a speaking opportunity?
Well, I'd have to get invited, you know, to the breakfast. So that would be a personal connection to somebody who.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I lost you, Caddy. No, you're back.
Okay.
Excuse me, Caddy. I'm wondering why you have to get invited first if you know about these breakfasts. How could you add value to these to a breakfast like this?
Oh, to discuss, you know, the staging for sale and the photography to make sure that you're staging apartments ahead of doing your pictures for online
Okay, do you have a list of people, do you have people right now that you know of who would be organizing such events?
From my past, I do know a handful of real estate agents in Brooklyn. And
I would start out with them, reach out to them. So that at their next breakfast, not only are the people getting breakfast, they're getting an extra value. They're going to have a professional organizer speak about staging. And you could work it out with that person, how long you speak. You know, maybe it's just 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
right?
Normal. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And okay, so,
the second fork is like pop Park Slope mommy situations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere the Park Slope mommies are living, or any neighborhood, but, you know, they come to mind because I know you have that group.
Well, absolutely, I have that group. And if you wanted to pitch an event at through Park Slope Parents, I'd be happy to get that to in front of the people who book those groups for you. The fact is, they have, like, several major events a year like that they do. And they pick the ones that seem the most relevant to their, members of the listserv.
Right.
So, absolutely, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, following on down here, so you're going to find those correlating associations, organizations, right? And then, like I say, book first, ask questions later. It's a good idea to have some topic suggestions, okay? I think, right? Brainstorm some topic suggestions I would recommend with your accountability partner or with me or, you know, and then as well as having suggestions at the ready, you can also ask what problems do your people face and offer to design something custom, all right?
Right.
Don't spend time, though, customizing something until you've gotten the gig. Book, okay? Make sure you get the booking first.
Right.
All right. Now I'm moving down a little further to idea generation. One perspective to think of talks are, like, what are the pet peeves? What are your pet peeves that you have within your industry? All right. Like, for me, as a coach, what's a pet peeve of mine? This is a tough one for me because I do much more of it than I used to, but I do have a problem with straight up info gurus as a coach because I believe that we are all snowflakes and all unique and all of us. I don't care if it's a group program or private coaching. We all need one-on-one time so that we're really heard, and no matter what the methodology, something is crafted that's specific to the individual. So my pet peeve is people who sell these monolithic programs without, you know, it's like prescribing 5 aspirins to everybody when somebody might just need half an aspirin, you know. So that's a pet peeve. That could be a jumping off point for a talk. Another idea is, and this is always a good thing to have in your back pocket anyways and could become part of any talk you give, and that's your signature story, how you became what you are, right? And that signature story can be from the point of view as you as a survivor or as you having found a soapbox, something that brought you to a particular point of view that informs the way you do your job, okay? Informational interview is also a good way. It's not only a good way to network, it's a good way to yield topics, okay? You can find out other people's pet peeves and craft a talk that speaks to those in particular. It's a great way to craft an ask. If there's someone who you would like to get to know and speak to, you meet them at a networking event, and they have the power to hire you or book you, There's an in terms of following up with a phone call and saying, I'd really love to schedule 20 minutes to talk to you and ask you some questions. People love to help other people, as a general rule, unless they're assholes. And even assholes, most of the time, like to be listened to.
Mm-hmm.
They like to be listened to for their expertise. All right? So, let's see. Let me move down the page here. More tips and resources. Right? Trade associations. That's a great place. You're going to find lists and lists of stuff. I'm going to upload this document to the Facebook page under files where you will be able to access it. All right, I will convert it into a PDF when we get off so that you can download it. Famous in your field, I'm curious to open this hyperlink right now because I want to see. I think it's more than resources. I think it's also more information about speaking. And if here it comes. Here it comes. Boom. Here we go. 17 ways to apply speaking opportunities. Okay, we seeing this right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. This I have not taken a big fat look at. Oh, look at their little pop-up sign in. That's so smart. It's annoying, but it's smart and it works, I hate to say. All right, lists of way to find speaking opportunities. It's published in 2012, nice disclaimer. So when you have a time as homework, some time as homework, go ahead and see what you find here. All right, plenty of good suggestions, including, of course, former clients and people you've worked with in the past. All right, so let me go back to my page. Well, don't open Office, just go away is what you need to do. Okay, here we go. So there are your links. You're welcome.
Yay.
Enjoy. In your research, you'll also come across podcasts. And there is a nice, easy, slothful way to get speaking opportunities that last a lifetime. You can do them in your underwear, and you can post them to your website, right? See if you can submit yourself to a guest, right? And like I say, this can live on your website as well, yada, yada. So there is the content. I thought I had some built-in exercises here into this, into this thing today. But I have a feeling that I maybe wanted you to take a few minutes to think of other searches, since when we get off the phone, and it's very possible that you will turn your mind to other things. So before we close and have some, final, and I take some final questions, why don't we just take a couple minutes to brainstorm in writing, all right? And the first brainstorming item are for other searches, other things to Google under the title of lectures by blank. And just don't censor yourself. Come up with at least 10 starting now. Three more seconds. Okay. Now, I think it would be redundant to do the same exercise with keynote addresses by, because you'll simply replace lectures with keynote and do the search again. And I would say, you know how dangerous the internet can be. I'd like to say that as an assignment, you give yourself 15 minutes and set a timer so that you don't get swallowed alive to search for other lectures or keynote addresses given by that list that you just created. All right, and just start getting ideas, right? I mean, you could rip off an idea and tweak it slightly because, the fact is nobody's going to have the same take on it as you are, all right? I'm not saying memorize their speech. I'm saying take their premise, take their idea, their topic, and see how you can make it your own. In case it doesn't spark something else for you. All right. So a couple things I wanted to talk about, but first I want to see if either of you have any questions about this topic of speaking as a marketing technique, education-based marketing.
Nope, I already been thinking about it myself, you know.
Well, that's good. Now, this is a good way to get started. And the fact is, at some point, you get practice enough at it, you can even start trying to book yourself some paid gigs. It's a way to make, it's another income stream. Because
mm-hmm.
I would say, both of you on this call for sure, have the charisma and personality to be a speaker. All right? And start considering that, right? Start honing that craft. Apparently, I haven't tried this myself yet, but a rather soft wall to push through are libraries. Libraries are often looking for topics.
Mm.
So, and libraries are places with books on all subjects. So I don't think there's any topic that wouldn't be fair game. And you just don't know who will show up at those things. And it's an opportunity to practice. Okay. So that said, I just want to talk a few minutes about this Sunday. I know Miriam's coming. Caddy, do you know what your life looks like this weekend? I think a Sunday 12 to 5, because we're doing another, I'm calling it an emergence. I finally came up with my word. It's not an intensive. It's not an immersion. It's an emergence. So it will be a leadership emergence. We will also be talking about online versus offline marketing and how to build a team. Because the seeds being planted in this group, of course, are those of your becoming larger. And by becoming larger, I mean becoming more of a business and creating support around yourself. So that will be a big part of what we talk about, as well as whatever comes up. And it'll be a nice opportunity to, there will, I've opened it up to people outside the club for a fee. This is included, of course, for you folks, but I am also using this myself as a speaking and marketing tool and giving people an experience of my coaching. So it will be an opportunity to meet a couple new folks. And if you had a good time last time, I'm sure the material will be fresh, but I think the experience should prove to be as productive. And I'm also extending an invitation to both of you. If you would like to bring a guest, it's half price for them. I'm charging $97. So it's not exactly half price, a little more than half price, because it's like $40 off. I'm charging $47 to get to guests of members of the Creative Entrepreneur Success Club. And that's for a full day workshop. So if you have someone who you think could benefit from the group, please do send them my way. All right? And it's going to be, yeah.
No, go ahead.
It's going to be. Yeah, who is that? Is that Miriam?
That was Caddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just reminding you where the location is. It's at 355 7th Avenue. It's at a new coffee place called Uptown Roasters. They have a private back room that I will be that I have procured for this purpose, and it's between 10th and 11th Street, around the corner from me. And they will be providing food and beverage included in the event. So it'll be a really fine time, and I really hope I see you both there. Anything else? Any last-minute questions, thoughts, shares, ideas before we say farewell for today?
No, I've got a good list of to-dos.
I love it. Excellent. And Miriam, you know, one more down. That's what I say about that experience.
It's
the nice thing about those kinds of experiences. You know, once you do them, you'll never go through that again.
No.
I know you won't. And you know what? You may have gone through it before, but because you are so much more awake now to what it is you need to do, that's why it stung so much.
Yeah.
And that's why it's never going to happen again.
Right.
But if you hadn't been doing this work, I don't think you would have been so awake.
You are correct.
To the consequences of the experience. So congratulations on that.
Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. All right, so hopefully I'll see you all Sunday. And if not, I will talk to you next week.
Yeah, I will reach out to you tomorrow after I schedule some stuff.